All right, as the Hurricane Sandy shailas continue to come in, unfortunately there's a family in my community that is still out of their house and will be for a while, and they just secured a rental in the neighborhood. So there are several mezuzah questions related to the rental that they secured in the neighborhood. One of the mezuzah questions was that they're going to rent this house for more than 30 days. Some of them will be in this house for a little while, for a couple of months, while their house is being put back together again. And they're renting from a frum person who owns the house but doesn't live there. And in all likelihood, as soon as they're out of the house, that frum person is going to sell it to another frum person. And the question is, if they're going to be there for more than 30 days, they do have to have mezuzahs. When you rent a house in Chutz Laretz, so for the first 30 days, doesn't need a mezuzah, but after 30 days, you do need to have a mezuzah. So the question is, if they're going to invest all this money in buying mezuzahs, let's say they spend $60 a mezuzah for 10 mezuzahs, $600, so do they have to leave the mezuzahs in the house after they leave the house? So where does that question come from? There's Allah and Shulchan Aruch and Yardeya, some Reish Sadi Aleph, Sif Beis, that when you move out of a house, a person has to leave the mezuzahs for the next person who will move in. That obviously is only about the actual scroll of the mezuzah. It's not about the mezuzah cases, just you have to leave the cloth. You can get cheaper cases. You have silver cases. You can replace them with plastic cases and leave that in. But certainly the scrolls themselves. Now, there are a number of details and a number of exceptions to this halacha. First of all, what's the reason? Why would you have to leave it in? So in the She'ilta Rav Chaigon in Parsha Shlach, She'ilta Kuf Chavav, he suggests that when you remove the mezuzah to be zayin of the mitzvah, because you're removing the mitzvah from a place that previously had the mitzvah, so now you're taking the mitzvah away, that to be zayin to the mitzvah. And the She'ilta quotes a story of someone who took his mezuzahs with him, and his wife and children died shortly thereafter. So it's a terrible klala mezuzah thing. In particular with mezuzah, you find a lot of stories like this, a lot of issues relating to protection, to more than just yes or no. What's the halacha? You find scary types of ideas related to the protection that mezuzah affords a person. Tosos in Maseches Bamitzia and Daf Kafal Vav Beis says he can't remove a mezuzah when you leave the house, because the house will then be vulnerable to destructive forces, because the mezuzah protects the house, and that's how the Gemara Menachos says. So if you take the mezuzah, it's a violation min adam l'chaveru to the people who are going to live in the house next, because you're leaving that house open to all sorts of destructive forces. It's like you're hurting the people that are going to live in, that are going to live there next. Now, you are obligated to leave the mezuzah on the doorpost for the next person who will live there, but the Ramah points out that you're allowed to charge them for the mezuzahs also. I mean, you have no chiv to give them matana of money, of monetary value, to the person who's going to live there. So if, let's say, you spend $600 on mezuzahs, so you can charge them $600 for the mezuzahs that you're going to be leaving there. The Aruch HaShulchan says that let's say this person rents the house and he spends $600 on mezuzahs, and there comes time to move out, he calls the owner up and he says, I'm leaving the mezuzahs for you, you owe me $600. And the owner says, no way, I'm not paying you anything for it. So what do you do? Can you then take it? Because they refuse to pay. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no, you're not allowed to take it. You have an isser to take it. But they owe you bedinim mamnis. You take them to Beis Din, they would have to pay you for it. They owe you bedinim mamnis, but you're still not allowed to take it. However, the Dayan Weiss in Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak Chel Tes Simon Kuf Vav has the following heter. He says that, let's say you're paying $3,000 a month for the rental, and you tell them that when I leave, I want you to pay me the $600 for the mezuzahs, and they say, no way, we're not going to pay for it. So on your last month's rent, you should pay $2,400. Don't pay the full $3,000. You're allowed to withhold that money as rent money, because Dine Mammon is, they owe you that money. So Dayan Weiss is makel to withhold that amount of money from the rent, and if they want to sue you, they want to take you to a Beis Din, they'll lose, because you're entitled to that amount of money. Now, what if both parties agree? In this particular case, the fellow asked me the question, he told the homeowner, I'm going to buy these mezuzahs and I'm going to leave them there, I would like for you to pay me for them, like the halacha says. And the homeowner said, no, take them. Don't leave them for me. So is this purely a ben adam l'chaveru, where someone could be mochel, or is it this would the lechora be enough kamina. If you say like the shilta said it's a bizui mitzvah, so they can't be mochel the bizui mitzvah. But if you say like Tosa says in Babetzia that it's benon lechavero, it's not nice to do to another person, so then they can be mochel. They can be mochel what whatever they want. So the Pisrei Tshuva and Sifkat and Zayin says that even if the buyer is interested in putting up his own mezuzahs, the buyer says, I don't know, but the next guy who moves into the house says, take your mezuzahs because I'm going to have my own mezuzahs put up. I don't trust your mezuzahs. I want to put up fancier mezuzahs or whatever he has in mind. So the seller, says the Pisrei Tshuva, is still not allowed to take down the mezuzahs. Instead, he should have the buyer send them to him when he has his own mezuzahs put up. That's what the Deborah Sina writes in Tshuva's Ber Moshe, Chel Gimel, Simen Kof Pei Aleph. Only if you're moving to a location where you're not going to be able to get mezuzahs, or for whatever reason, you know, there's the only option you have is to take these mezuzahs with you. Then, if the seller is okay, if the buyer is okay with it, the seller is allowed to bring the mezuzahs with him. The Minchas Yitzchak seems to disagree with all this. The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelakei Siman Kuf Yud seems to say that when the homeowner says that it's okay, and he's going to put up his own mezuzahs and you could take yours, that's okay. That you're then allowed to take it, provided that you trust that he will put up mezuzahs as soon as he moves in. There's not going to be a bittul mitzvah, and again, it's probably tully on that issue. Is it an issue of bizui mitzvah, or is it a bein adam lechavero issue? What if you're leaving a rented apartment? This happens a lot. People, a young couple gets married, they rent an apartment, and after X amount of years, they leave their rental and they go buy a house in North Woodmere, right? So now what do they do with their mezuzahs that they left in the... Do they have to leave the mezuzahs in their apartment in Queens or wherever it is that young couples live? So do they have to leave their mezuzahs there? So when you're leaving a rented apartment, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, Negus Moshe Yordei Chil Gdalet Sim Mem Dalet, at the very end of the Tshuva, that you can rely on the sheet of Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin held that since it's common practice that after one tenant leaves an apartment, before the next tenant moves in, that the landlord has the apartment painted, and therefore they're going to take down the mezuzahs anyway when they're painting the apartment, so you're allowed to take your mezuzahs with you so that to save them from the bizayon, and you don't have to put them back up after they paint. That will be the new tenant's responsibility. In that situation, you're allowed to take the mezuzahs with you. Chaznish was asked, what about the following case? You know you have to leave your mezuzahs. You spent, let's say, on my mezuzahs in my house, I spent $100 in each mezuzah. I made sure, I figured it's a one-time expense. I'm going to do it once in my life. Let's do it right. You know, we're going to spend, you know, if you're buying a house for however many hundreds of thousands of dollars, so whatever, you know, the $1,500 in mezuzahs shouldn't break you, right? So let's say you have very nice, beautiful mehudar mezuzos, and then you're moving. So can you go to the local Judaica store, say, give me the cheapest thing you got, $30 a mezuzah, buy 10, 15, whatever it is, $30 mezuzahs, take your $100 mezuzah, and you'll leave a mezuzah on the doorpost. You're just not going to leave nice mezuzahs on the doorpost. So this was a tshuva printed in the Tshuva Zuksavim of the Chaznish, Simen Chavdalin, Osyud Beis. So he was asked if it's permissible to do this, and he said that the mezuzahs should not be removed at all, leave the more expensive mezuzahs there. However, a lot of poskim disagree with that. A lot of poskim do not agree with the Chaznish on this. In the Sefer Mikdash Ma'at, Sifkat and Dalid, he says that you can switch them, but he's not sure whether you would say a bracha, considering that the seller doesn't plan on living in the house. Meaning, if I'm putting up a mezuzah in a house that I'm not living in because I'm moving out, the only reason I'm putting up this mezuzah is because I'm moving out, would I say a bracha when I put up that cheaper mezuzah now? So he's not sure about that, what to do about the bracha. Deborah Tziner in Shalosh Shuvos Ber Moshe, Chel Gibel, Simon Kuf Pei Aleph, agrees with that, that you're allowed to take them. But he says, don't say a bracha when you make the switch. And Minchas Yitzchak also agrees that you're allowed to take them. So it seems that the Chaznish on this issue was a Das Yachid. Now, if you rent a house from a non-Jew, or the next tenant is going to be a non-Jew, then the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly, not only may you take the mezuzah with you, but you should take the mezuzah with you, which opens up a whole other discussion about giving a mezuzah to a non-Jew in general. Meaning, what if Stam, you want to be nice and give a mezuzah to a non-Jew? Okay, so that's Ramah, that the Ramah says, absent any concern of safety or ill will from the non-Jew to you, you shouldn't provide any non-Jew with a mezuzah. You can't trust that it's going to be treated with the proper kedusha. It's not something that's a good idea to do. You can give them a mezuzah case if they, you know, that you could do, but take out the instructions, right? You should take out the clef before you give it to them. Okay, so that is the issue of moving out of a house. So in this case, with this fellow, I felt bad. I think he does have to leave. He's moving out of a house that that's owned by a Jew, and then another Jew is going to move in afterwards, and they're not renovating it. There's no landlord painting it. So Mistama, he's going to have to leave his mezuzahs there. But again, I told him that he can withhold that amount of rent money. It happens to be that he's renting from a person who's the daughter of a very big Talmud Chacham, and she said that she asked her father, and her father said that, I don't want to quote him because I mean, this is like third hand, but she asked her father, and her father said that it's okay, that if you're maskim, he could take them with him, and he does not have to leave them there. So I said, okay, I'll step back and let the very big Talmud Chacham give that psak. Okay.